Welcome to the Career Maverick Podcast with Kevin Kokinda, presented by Resumetics. Are you getting no play with your resume? Do you struggle with a career direction? Career Maverick is here to help. And now here is your career guru, Kevin Kokinda.
Hello, I'm Kevin Kokinda, your host. Glad to have you on board for another insightful and hopefully informative 10 minutes to help you navigate a job search during and after that COVID-19 crisis. And more importantly, to prevent you from being a lazy online job seeker. Now, gang, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but as unemployment steadily rises and that stimulus and unemployment check that will be getting filtered out through the mail soon will at some point dwindle. And there will be many individuals that are going to be looking for another job. And unfortunately, that is the reality. I was watching MSNBC, and these numbers could be staggering. Hopefully, they won't be. Now, there's a lot of online sites out there, like Glassdoor, LinkedIn, Indeed, and 40 cadillion other ones that will tell you all kinds of different things you should do and what you shouldn't do. But the emphasis of this show is, again, to make sure that you are not a lackadaisical online job seeker. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time telling you what that is and how to avoid it. So, the three tips to keep you from falling into this pit. Number one, find jobs that fit your qualification. Number two, optimize that resume. And number three, and this one I'll be dwelling on for a little bit, will be seeking help from your online network. And it could be your best friend. So, when you're looking to find jobs that fit your qualifications, and I say this because many individuals have resumes. They may have to brush off the dust, or they haven't been updated in a while, but you're probably going to have something out there. Now, it may be a while since you've had to add anything to it, so a good idea would be to jot down a list of your job experiences, any other type of skill sets or certifications that you could have acquired. Now, again, this could be for blue collar or executive level. And I harp on this all the time, look for positions that you're qualified. Study those roles and study those responsibilities. Those qualifications are critical. And I'm saying this because for many individuals, you will be at home, working from home. Some of you may be on furloughs, but you could use this time. And it's going to be much easier for you to take a little bit of diligence and look at some of these roles in more detail. Trust me. You're going to be glad you did. Also, when you're looking for jobs in your desired field or your industry, you might want to also consider widening the search. I mean, people look outside the box. If you're a sales representative, you could search for business development or marketing positions. And if you're an accountant, you know, maybe look at finance management or, you know, a bookkeeper. But when you're applying for jobs, make it a continuous process. A lazy job seeker will throw a resume on a job board and wait for that opportunity to come to them. And I'm telling you right now, and a lot of your experts will agree, bad practice. And in my book, that is a definition of insanity. Now, let's say that a company contacts you for a phone screening or an interview. Maybe they're hard up and they'll take anybody with a pulse. Or maybe you thought you were a shoo-in. And it or turned out it was an offer that you wasn't expecting. And I think we've all been into that before. Wow, you told me it was going to be $100,000. And next thing you know, you're telling me that, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that. And oh, it all of a sudden it's whittled down to about $65,000. So bottom line is continue applying because there's probability that you're not going to get the position. Two, optimize your resume. Hiring managers are scanning a resume, and they may take 6 to 10 seconds. An applicant tracking system or computer screening or whatever you want to call it is going to take a millisecond. So you need to gain their attention immediately. And you do that by optimizing the resume. Now, 3 out of 4 companies are using some form of applicant screening, and these keywords are weighted. very weighted. So highlight the skills and requirements that these companies are looking for. I mean, God, they're giving you the answers to the test. So take advantage of it. The other thing that I always try to emphasize is that you should tailor your resume for particular roles. It's always about the quality, not the quantity. Now, some experts will tell you that you should have a resume written for every single job, and I'm not telling you that. What I'm saying is that when you have a format that is put in place that is easy to make some tweaks and some adjustments to a work history, and it might only take you a few minutes, I mean, that's all that I'm talking about. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, the cover letters. Now, I get this a lot. Well, should I submit a cover letter? And what I tell my clients is this. Usually, there'll be somewhere on that job description that will talk about submitting a cover letter or the option to submit a cover letter. So, if you see that, well, it's not rocket science. Submit a cover letter. Or if you're lazy and you don't want to submit one and you think that your qualifications are good to go, guess what? Lazy job seeker. And if that's a direction that you want to go, well then, yeah, all right. But again, there's a reason that you don't see the cover letter option on a lot of these applications is because they don't want to see one. 50% actually of all HR managers out there that I've spoken to, they can care less about a cover letter. So don't beat yourself up that you have to have a cover letter for every single job and you think that's going to set you head and shoulders above anybody else. You want to make sure you're head and shoulders above anybody else? Make sure that that resume is optimized. Ain't nobody going to care about the cover letter if you don't have any relevant information on the resume. Think about it. Which leads to the next thing. The online networking. Now, 20, 30 years ago, we really didn't have this option. But with everything that's been going on, online networking could very well be your best friend. Now, asking for help is difficult. I mean, it is. Let's face it. I don't like asking for help. But in a situation like this, it could be a very effective way to get a job faster than you think. Now, over the last several days, I've been seeing this everywhere. More organizations, your Chamber of Commerce, your business networking, yeah, your BNI, you know, they're utilizing Zoom. And man, I'll tell you what, I wish I had invested in that stock right now. But virtual online networking is well, right now where it's at. So whether you're doing it out of your bedroom or doing it in a water closet or wherever, you still want to make sure that you're looking presentable. I mean, take off the ball cap and, you know, for ladies out there, the workout hair, don't care mentality isn't going to fly. The thing with LinkedIn also, and again, I'm going to harp on this over and over again. If you're going to use the tool, update the profile. You know, it's almost like you're presenting yourself. And if you're using it and somebody's going on there checking you out and they don't see enough information or they see some dorky picture of you, you know, with your cats, I mean, what type of an impression do you think that's going to leave on somebody? But you can still utilize it to communicate with other people in your field. Reach out to your college alumni association, professional associations, former colleagues. I mean, talking to the right people can help you find work fast, and it can give you more information about available opportunities. Just again, make sure it's in order. And make sure that those skill sets are filled out too. Those 50 skill sets are there for a reason. It's called algorithms, and I'm not going to get into that. But you definitely just don't want to auto-populate that. Now, I spoke about this on the show last week, interviewing online. And the one thing that I didn't cover was trying to interview if you are sick. Even online, your energy and your appearance will show. So if you are in that situation where you are feeling ill and you look really bad, ask if you can reschedule it in a day or so. Nobody is going to fault you for that, especially under these circumstances. Now, as I mentioned last week, if you need help, Resumetics will be doing free resume assessments, network online reviews, interview tips, just simply send your resume to careermaverick4@gmail.com. That's careermaverick4@gmail.com. And I will try to get to as many of them as I can. So like the coronavirus testing and the paper product limits at the Costco, this is a needed service for those that are out of work. So please be respectful for those going through those troubled times. And again, I want to thank you for listening. You can subscribe for free to the Career Maverick podcast by going on Google, saying the Career Maverick. Simple as that. It should pop right up. You should go right in. Bam, you're in. So until next time, I'm Kevin Kilkenny, your host. Don't lose confidence. And stay safe, Mavericks.
You've been listening to Career Maverick with Kevin Kokinda, presented by Resumetics, the Career Maverick podcast, an insightful look at the new trends for job seekers in Southern Colorado. New episodes post Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on KRDO.com under the radio tab. Subscribe at thecareermaverick.podbean.com.